To music now. Selena became an international superstar in the 1980s and 90s for her warm stage presence and emotional singing style. She died in 1995 when she was only 23. And now a new album of remixes, it's out today, and it uses digital technology to age her voice. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports some Selena fans are not happy.
Selena was a teenager when she first recorded this song, Dame Tu Amor, in 1986. On the new album, Moonchild Mixes, the singer sounds like this. Her voice is pitched down a semitone. It's also fuller, especially at the low end. Selena's family worked with Warner Music Latina on the new release. Here's her father, Abraham Quintanilla.
And we worked on her vocal tracks to make her sound more mature. It'll make you think that she recorded the songs this morning.
But some people aren't on board with the Quintanilla family's approach, like Brandon Hunter, a diehard Selena fan who lives in Tampa, Florida.
I have Beady Beady Bom Bom as the ringtone on my phone.
Hunter says he would have preferred the new album to include rare releases from Selena's back catalogue, not heavily produced remixes of hits.
Her voice is timeless. You know, don't touch it.
I think people are uncomfortable that there's technologies that can do these things.
That's speech scientist Rupal Patel. She says the use of digital audio processing technologies is now ubiquitous in pop music production. And she notes the producers of Moonchild Mixes haven't created a whole new synthetic voice or voice clone for Selena. They've just tweaked her original tracks. Siempre voy pensando, pensando en ti. Y me lleno de alegría, pero no estás aquí. But Patel says the singing voice carries so much emotional weight, it can make people acutely sensitive, even to tiny changes in the voice of the singers they love.
Whereas for speech, we're listening for the information content. For music, we're listening for the pleasure, how it moves us.
Also, Patel says, there's the fact Selena isn't around today to give consent to her new, mature-sounding voice.
Was she someone who would never want to be seen or heard in a way that sounds bolder than she is, or unauthentically her than what she was?
The Quintanilla family did not respond to NPR's questions about the ethics of manipulating Selena's voice. Neither did they address the fans' criticisms. Instead, Selena's sister Suzette Quintanilla offered this defense of the new album.
This is just breathing life into older music for the new generation.
Many Selena fans, old and new, are all for it, including 18-year-old University of Chicago student Vivian Benishek.
We have the original recordings, right? For example, one of them is Salta la Ranita. It's a really funny song about a frog that she did when she was so young. And now I'm looking forward to hearing it fast forward years later with a different sound.
Benishek bought the album as soon as it dropped and says she's planning a listening party with her friends this weekend. I'm Chloe Veltman, NPR News.